integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be one of my favorite segments. You know why? Because I love Mexican food. I do. I mean, I would just, I love it. Tacos, burritos, enchiladas. You know, I kind of often think of Mexican food kind of like Chinese food and kind of like coffee at Starbucks, because it's like, it's this, to me, Dr. Weiss, it's the same thing. It's a variation of either a corn or wheat tortilla or something with beans, sauce, and cheese. You can call it a burrito, you can call it an enchilada, you can call it a taco, but hey, isn't it the same thing? Same thing with coffee. It's like you can get a this or a that, or a, and I'm like, it's just, isn't it coffee and like cream done one way or another? Same thing with Chinese food. It's like, isn't it just... So beyond that, here's the thing. I love segments like this because... It's true, I do love Mexican food, but can we make it healthy? Because as you know, if you go to some conventional, I would say conventional, traditional Mexican food restaurants, you're going to get a lot of things that probably are not going to contribute to your health, and they're going to probably contribute to your sickness. So we're talking about saturated fats like lard, lots of just probably processed cheese. But I think you can go to absolutely any restaurant out there, because I've been on the road for over a decade and I've seen it all, but I make good choices. Do you think that we can make these choices with Mexican food?
Yeah, I do. And when I think about it, it's the eating of Mexican food like Mexicans do. Not like what we do, where we're loading it up with trans fatty acids and we're loading it up with tons and tons of chips and tons of processed cheese. But when I'm in Mexico, first of all, the people there, they're not overweight. They look much healthier than the average Americans. And what are they eating? They're eating fish out of the ocean, big leafy greens, tons of fruits, salads all the time. They're not sitting there going through eight bowls of chips and pico de gallo, waiting for their meal to go through. So when I think about, I like to take lessons from the native cultures that, once again, we've taken a native culture's food and we have processed it, we have fattened it, we've grossed it out. But the thing I'll say is, I really encourage my patients who are making nutritional changes to not become shut in. They will. They'll just say, well, I can't go out anymore. No, that's not true. And when you're ready for the A game, when your A game is on, when you're ready to really handle nutrition well, then you're ready to test yourself by going to Mexican, because it is the toughest place to eat healthy out of all the foods I know of. But it also can be very, very healthy if you pick and choose. Holly, I'm your waiter. What are you ordering?
All right. So give me – all right. So let's say I want – well, so I'm sensitive, and I think that a lot of people are sensitive to corn gluten as well as wheat gluten. So I know that we talk about wheat gluten-free a lot, but I think corn is another little sticky substance that we need to watch out for. And so here's what I would order. I would say, even if I had to order in the taco shell, because you know what? You need to be your own primary care provider, right? Take primary charge of your care. So if you're at a restaurant, you're in charge. You really are. And so if there's a taco salad available and it still has to come in that taco bowl, guess what? You're just not going to eat it, or you can eat a bite or two of it. But you've got the lettuce. You can get things on the side. So you can choose if you want to have a little sprinkle of cheese, you can get the cheese on the side. So you've got that great romaine lettuce. Smart. And ask, right? So, and then as well, perhaps some healthy legumes. If there's going to be refried, let's see if they just don't have black beans. Just black,
yeah, which
whole
most
black
have
beans.
Now. Most of them will have regular black beans for you. They're
exactly
delicious.
And at the same time, you said pico de gallo. So if you're eating like 28 or 30 or 49 chips as your appetizer in that pico de gallo, that's going to be a problem, right? However, that pico de gallo, guess what that is? It's onions, it's tomatoes, it's cilantro, it's a little bit of garlic. That would be awesome right on top of there. Tons of flavor so far. And you can also ask if the chicken, you know, you can just get a little bit of, just say, hey, I would like the cleanest chicken possible. And most people these days understand that if you're going in this direction, they are going to, the wait staff is going to go back to the kitchen and say, this person is going full on healthy, with a side of avocado. So what, there you go. You've got this big bowl, all right, that might be a taco salad, and you've got the taco bowl, but you don't have to eat it. You could maybe a bite or two. Then you've got the lettuce, the legumes, so black beans, you've got some broiled chicken, a little slice of avocado, and pico de gallo. How can you go wrong?
Yeah, and pico de gallo is my dressing on the salad.
Yes,
so I tell
exactly.
them no dressing. I throw the pico de gallo on there. And I actually will get a side of cilantro because I love cilantro. And I'll throw that on. And that's a dark leafy green cilantro.
And it's a great detoxifier.
It's a great detoxifier. And it really gives it that flavor it likes. The other thing I'll do is I will order fajitas occasionally. And I just have the fajitas themselves and black beans. And that's
sure.
it. And, you know, I do get a little bit of the fat and the grease a little bit, but it's vegetables, and I'll get some chicken or some you know, fish or something that's with it, and then I'll get the beans on the side. It's fabulous, and yeah, it's not the most beneficial thing in the world for me, but I've skipped the real inflammatory grains that'll come with it. And now the other thing is that guacamole can be a really good thing for you, especially when, I don't know if you've ever had this, Holly, but put this on your to-do list before dying. It is to have the guacamole made at the table in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Because the key to guacamole is the freshness. And as soon as it's not fresh, it's no longer good for you either. But the way they mix it, and you can tell them what you want in there. You can mix some lime juice. And what is it? It's avocado, which is good for you. It's lime juice, some cilantro, a few other things. And they'll make it right in front of you, fresh avocado. It's some calorie. I wouldn't recommend it if you're trying to do a lot of weight loss. I wouldn't recommend it every day. But don't think it's not good for you. We did a whole show on the avocado about how great that food is. It is a superfood for us.
The avocado. It is the avocado. And you know,
we just lost half our audience because everybody's running to go eat right now. Hey, I can do Mexican healthy. Forget it.
You know, and once again, it's all about portion and your choice, because you can get all of these things on the side. And you said fajitas. So you get, what do you get? Everything is brought to you and you make your own. Well, guess what? Instead of getting the fajitas, the tortillas, toss those. Ask if you could just have a, you know, like they've got the iceberg lettuce. So you're going to make lettuce fajitas. You just do it on your own. Just say, hey, can I have a couple of the cups of your, it's going to be iceberg lettuce. So it's not going to be a tremendous amount of nutrition, but it's a vehicle. It's a vehicle for the other stuff that is nutritionally valuable. And as well, you get to participate with your other friends in socialness because you're at a Mexican restaurant and usually, you know, that's what's going down. And hey, let's talk about drinking, all right? Because margaritas, what's in margaritas? Tons and tons and tons of sugar. If you want a margarita, it's the syrup. What could you have instead? Tequila. Now, here's how you order it. You order straight up tequila on
now,
the rocks.
Just for the record, as a friend of Dr. Holly's, the woman can order some tequila. And she never, ever doesn't walk straight. So,
here's the thing.
Yes.
I'm like, I am not going to waste my calories and or my glycation, okay? So the sugar processes that happens when we intake all of that stuff on a margarita. What I'm going to do is I'm going to order this straight up tequila, and I'm going to get, what am I going to get? I'm going to get tons of fresh limes and lemons, and I'm almost going to just make my own cocktail right there. I sip on it. Well, okay, I'm not that much of a sipper. Even with water, green tea, I just can't sip anything. I have a gulping nature about me. So, but here's the point. Here is the take home. You can take control of your work. You go out to a Mexican restaurant. You're like, okay, probably wouldn't have chosen that if you were on your own. But guess what? You can choose healthy. Fish of the day, get that as well. Get things on the side. Ask for special treatment. Say, listen, you can tell them, I don't care. You can tell them anything. Here's the deal. Can take control over what you put in your body no matter where you are. And Mexican food is tasty, it's lovely, and it can be healthy. It's just about you making you the priority. Because that's what we do here on Radio MD. We make you the priority, and we together stay well.